school shooting, or what and who has the power. I don't watch TV. I don't have one. I don't read newspapers, don't visit any social sites other than Reddit. This is how I heard about yet another school shooting, this one in Michigan. There is a new wrinkle in this school shooting, because the parents are co-accused with their 15-year-old. If what is yours to do is to supervise your 15-year-old, then if you don't do that, there is a cost. But, of course, that would be the paradigm of responsibility. And that is not exactly the paradigm we have here. Or unfortunately literally anywhere in the world. So let's look at paradigms through this tragedy. Inside the paradigm of the killer child and the parents, this is not a tragedy, four children mowed down and many wounded. They live in a paradigm where gun rights is the most important thing. I am forced to look at a group site, people who think the same way. I also noticed yesterday at the very end of the Tom Bailey video a similar paradigm. That one was about capitalism. Your paradigm's name could be your main concern. Your concern for something or your concern about something. A space inside which other concerns, or other people's concerns have lesser relevance, lesser importance, lesser value than your own. Your concern can be the result of a faulty, warped, made-up complaint about yourself, your family, or about humans in general. If you bought yesterday's distinction call with Bonnie, you heard that her paradigm and thus her main concern is around being powerful and powerless. When she feels powerless, she tries to assert her power, prove herself equal or above. It's not a Bonnie phenomenon, you have a paradigm too, and it is as invisible to you as Bonnie's was for her. So how do you start seeing your paradigm? Once we have that, we'll be able to enlarge our paradigm so we can live a life where the concern doesn't wag us around like the tail of a dog wags the dog around. One almost totally foolproof method is to observe yourself and your internal conversation, from the outside. You'll hear all the shoulds and shoulds. The have tos, the need tos, the wanting tos. When you see enough of those, you'll see a theme emerging. It is still a challenge to find the bottom most concern. But it's easier now. You may need an extra pair of sober eyes to come help you. Bonnie's bottom most concern is to feel powerful, to be powerful. But because of the concern she can't see that she can be, so she will be forceful, or deceptive. These are the moves that are available in the face of that particular mirage, the appearance of powerlessness. Feeling powerless is very frequent, although covered up by other feelings. The most frequent of those is I can't or I don't know how. If your biggest challenge happens when you face of someone stronger than you, then most likely your main concern is powerless. Another frequent bottom most concern is where you feel less than. Less than others, less than you should be. It seems to me, for now, that what your bottom most concern, and therefore your paradigm will be as either influenced or maybe even defined by your soul correction. Your paradigm will be as either influenced or maybe even defined by your soul correction. Why it would be so? I don't know. But it seems more and more plausible that it is so. He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe. Marcus Aurelius. Any and all concerns creates a paradigm of no harmony, neither with yourself, nor with the universe, or humanity, or life. Creates a warped sense of entitlement. A warped sense of having been wronged. Warped sense of not being allowed, supported, mattering, considered, heard, or valued. So back to the Michigan school shooter and his parents, one could almost certainly diagnose the parents and the child. What is the paradigm they live in that the right to bear guns is a higher concern than other humans' life, they be safe, stay alive, and unhurt. And if you watch the world, it is turning into that direction, inexorably, which is a $5 word for unstoppable, irresistible, like global warming is, unstoppable, by the way. And human greed. We may be living in an era where human life, your life is less important to others than their favorite concern, much like back in 1938, or the McCarthy era. People coming together to fight something they consider evil, or for something they consider good. According to Roy H. Williams, in his Pendulum book, this is predictable. And according to him is foolproof. This is yet another sign that somehow numerology has some validity in life, as far as humans go. But unless you are in harmony with yourself. But unless you are in harmony with yourself, you are at odds with the universe, and guess what? You are miserable, wretched, and mostly unable to do what you see could make you happy. Bummer, eh? So digging out and identifying your bottommost concern is a huge step in the right direction. What direction? Towards happiness, towards a life you love and you live it powerfully. A life where you are not the dog that is wagged by the tail, but where you are the dog that wags its tail. Where you are the boss. Where your word has power. And you can go for and accomplish what you go for. I life where you are in harmony with life, with the universe and the people in it. Tall plan? Too tall for you? I promise that as soon as you conquer that concern more than 10%, life will open up to you. The people in your life will stop doing what they are doing to make you their slave, to make you a hapless tool, to dominate you, and rob you of your self-determination. Creativity is a flower that praise brings to bloom. But discouragement often nips in the bud. Tilda Alex F. Osborne. If you are insecure in spite of all the evidence that you have creativity, power, but you are not confident enough, your life will be wasted in this seesaw of highs and lows. As far as your self-control goes, as far goes your freedom. Maria Ebner von Eschenbach. If freedom is your concern, yours and others, you'll wiggle out of any and all obligations, and thus never reach real freedom. Freedom is recognizing your limitations, not no limitations. Only when you recognize that limitations are actually what allow you to climb high as you wish, you'll be free of your concern. Just imagine taking the limitation ad absurdum, to the absurd. Make the limitations the walls of a chimney. The way it's open is up. And the walls are there to help you climb. Anyone without limitations is stuck at the bottom, crying for the bottle. As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. Gouda. If self-trust is your main concern, meaning you cannot trust yourself because whatever comes after that because was, of course, a meaning. If you can stop doubting yourself, you'll have certainty, and you will be able to put all your energies towards the future you want, a life you love and live it powerfully. One of the times you can see that you are the dog wagged is when you make hasty decisions. I have been talking to some clients weekly, and I call those calls podcast. They aren't really. They are private consulting calls, not what I wanted to do, but what they are interested in. A podcast's main purpose is to teach and entertain the listener, not the service of either of the participants of the call. So I have decided to make it mandatory for those people to actually become paying clients and students. I have a concern for not being used for a balanced relationship of give and take. Inside that paradigm I trigger this phenomenon, I give too much and then I pull back. I do it in a way, bait and switch. You see that my world cannot be smooth as long as this concern is wagging me around. I need to value myself and my stuff more. Even though the desire to give it away to everyone who is willing to listen is very, very strong. I can see, looking at this article, that it is a little bit hodgepodge. Ultimately what you want is to recognize that you live in a paradigm, and knowing it inside and out is the key to go beyond. And not be limited by it. To become a person instead of being a dog wagged by the tail. A person instead of an object in a world of objects, concerned about being right, looking good, winning, dominating, justifying, and avoiding responsibility. You can do this work in the live context workshop, where the main job is to pinpoint what is using your life, so when we get to creating contexts, you'll be able to live with the new context instead of the default context which is defined by your concerns. Embark on this journey to take back your power. Go to www.yourvibe.me/contextlive.